It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In early April, a Quinnipiac University poll showed 85% of Pennsylvania voters surveyed support legalizing medical marijuana. Despite these numbers and the legislature's support for the idea during this session, Governor Corbett had remained steadfastly opposed. Frustrated supporters were threatening to stage a sit-in at the governor's office. But now, Governor Corbett is reportedly changing his position on medical marijuana. I'm joined now by phone by 90.5 WESA's Capitol correspondent, Mary Wilson, who has the latest from Harrisburg. Good evening, Mary.
Hi, Paul.
We're hearing the governor has made a bit of an about-face here. What can you tell us?
Yeah, not a bit. This is a big one. So the press release is how this news has been delivered. Apparently, Governor Corbett, all these advocates, supporters for legalizing medical marijuana earlier this week demanded to get a meeting, a face-to-face meeting with the governor, not the governor's staffer, not the governor's health secretary, parents of children who have seizures and think that the seizures could be treated with an oil extract from the marijuana plant, said that they wanted to meet with the governor, who has shown himself to be very sympathetic to causes affecting children. So unbeknownst to anybody that I was talking to, the governor and his wife, First Lady Susan Corbett, met with parents of children who have these seizure problems, these seizure disorders, one of which is a severe kind of epilepsy known as Dravet syndrome. And they were meeting with these parents today, earlier today, to discuss the possibility of support, you know, of what this oil extract would do. And Corbett has said, Corbett's spokesman, and Corbett is quoted in a press release this afternoon saying that he will support a bill to allow research-based hospitals to use oil, to prescribe this oil extract, which is from the marijuana plant. Of course, it's going to need the approval of the legislature, but the leader of the Senate Republicans has said that he will support this and that he looks forward to sending the bill to the governor's desk. Supporters of this measure in the Senate were already saying that they had the support, they had enough votes in the Senate to pass the bill, but the only thing stopping it was the veto threat from the governor's office. So the Senate's on board. I have not heard from the Republican leader in the House. So that's what I'm still waiting to hear. But that's the news so far.
So if the legislature passed a bill to legalize medical marijuana, the governor had been saying that he would not sign it. Now, what do you think the governor would do?
Now he says that he would sign it.
Will that happen during this session, do you think?
I'm not sure. The bill is drafted. It's received a hearing in the Senate, and there is Senate support for it, and the leader of the Republican majority is supportive of it. I do not know how it would fare in the House. It's hard to know if it will be a priority in the next 2 months. If there is any kind of if there's any kind of pushback in the House, I think it will be difficult to get it done before the traditional summer recess, which begins at the end of June. But I did not expect Corbett to make an about face like you called it today. Certainly, you know, we thought we were going to be either reporting that he was going to have a meeting with the parents, and then still saying that he was going to defer to the feds, or I was expecting to, you know, perhaps cover a sit-in. But Governor Corbett in the past has made his position very clear on this heat that he has not supported medical marijuana, and that even if his young, I think he's got like a two-year-old, I think his grandson is 2 years old, it's a toddler at any rate. He said that even if medical marijuana would help his toddler grandson, he wouldn't sign the bill necessarily. He said he would be too emotional and wouldn't be able to consider it at that point. But, you know, his position has been very clear against medical marijuana, and now he is supportive of a bill to allow this. And I should say here, it's not marijuana like, you know, in popular culture you think, like you smoke. It's an oil extract. It's called cannabidiol. It's an extract from the plant.
And so the question that is begging to be answered here is, what made the governor change his mind?
I imagine that it was the meeting one-on-one with parents of these children, but and anything else, to say anything else would be speculation, but we haven't gotten a chance. I have not gotten a chance to talk to the governor. I'm just seeing a missed call from his spokesman on my cell phone right now, so hopefully I'll be able to talk to his spokesman in a few minutes, but I don't know for sure.
Now, we're talking with Mary Wilson, our Capitol correspondent. She's with us from Harrisburg. Let's just kind of paint the backstory here a little bit for people.
Mm-hmm.
The supporters of medical marijuana who were threatening this citizen, this sit-in, these citizens were very upset. And explain who some of these people are and why they were so frustrated.
Sure. A lot of these people were parents of very young children. Most of them were very young children who have difficulty, who are experiencing very debilitating seizures, hundreds of seizures a day, to the point where it's hindering their development, their mental development, their motor skills development. So these parents, it's called Dravet syndrome, and these parents have seen medical marijuana legalized in 20 other states and the District of Columbia. They thought that their best bet was to take this case involving children and take it to the governor himself. So they've been pushing very hard on this since last fall. The leader of the pack is a woman named Christine Brann, who's from the area here. She's a lawyer. She's been at the Capitol very often talking to lawmakers. I saw her here on the day when a new senator who was elected in a special election was being sworn in, and she was here presumably because other lawmakers were here and she'd be able to talk to them. So she's been the face of this a bit, and so has her son. His name is Garrett. He's a very young boy, just a few years. I think he might be four, but I'm not sure about that. And he has this Dravet syndrome, has a lot of seizures, has to be on a very particular diet, which has been suggested to them by doctors, you know, who've said maybe that can rein in the seizures. And so it's been parents like Christine Brann and her husband Eric and other parents who have been pushing this issue. Christine was one of the people that the governor and his wife met with today. Christine and her husband met with the governor today. So these are the people who are pushing for this. It's not people who are really pushing for marijuana to aid in anxiety issues or even pain relief. It's something quite different because of the very particular treatment they're trying to get, this oil extract, because that's so particular. It's been these people who are trying to advocate on behalf of children or relatives, grandchildren, who have this kind of severe kind of epilepsy or some range of seizure-related disorders that could be that they say could be treated by this marijuana extract.
Have the supporters of medical marijuana in Pennsylvania released any statement to this point after the governor changed his mind reportedly about how he's going to handle this going forward?
The Democratic sponsor of the bill has released a statement saying that he's glad that the governor has reversed his position and also voicing disappointment that it caused a threat of a sit-in for that to happen.
And we're talking about Daylen Leach here?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. So Montgomery County lawmaker, probably the most liberal guy you'll find in the state Senate.
I would have to think that he's pretty ecstatic about this at this point, as are the people who are in line with him.
Yeah, I think you're right. I should point out here that the Republican co-sponsor of the bill is a guy named Mike Fulmer. He's one of the more conservative senators in Pennsylvania. He's from Lebanon County over here on the eastern side of the state. And he had met with the governor, you know, and when I asked the administration, are you going to schedule a meeting with parents, as they're asking, they said, well, we have met with the governor has met with the family, and we've met with the Republican co-sponsor, Senator Fulmer. And so, you know, we've had our meetings, and if the parents want to meet with somebody, they are welcome to continue the dialogue with the governor's administration by way of the Secretary of Health. So there was no indication as recently as two days ago that there was going to be any additional meeting with the governor, let alone a reversal in position. Mike Fulmer had gotten, a few weeks ago, Mike Fulmer was getting very frustrated, and he was taking to the Senate floor at the end of a session day. He did this 3 days in a row, 1 week when they were in session, and he was just railing on the governor for not for threatening to veto his bill. And just really giving it to the governor and saying that the Senate votes were there to pass it, allow this debate to happen, and support medical marijuana. So, Yes, the Democratic co-sponsor, I'm sure, is very happy to see this happen. But the Republican co-sponsor of the bill also worked very hard to advance it. And I think the governor's administration, 2 days ago, they were saying that the Republican co-sponsor, Senator Fulmer, was taking, going by the book, going through all the proper channels, trying to be, trying to abide within the system by which things usually get done. And it certainly does appear that it took a threat of a sit-in to change the governor's position, because as recently as 2 days ago, I was given no indicator by the governor's spokesman that there would be a change.
One final question for you, Mary, in about 30 seconds or so. It's an election year. I mentioned the Quinnipiac poll showing overwhelming support for medical marijuana among Pennsylvania voters. How much of that has come into play for Governor Corbett?
It's very possible. Marijuana is not near the top of issues that polled voters say matters to them in the election. But when it comes to a bill that could help children, I think that being against something like that is not something the governor needs right now.
Mary Wilson is 90.5 WESA's Capitol correspondent, joining us from Harrisburg. Great. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Paul.